Today's date is November 2nd, 2023. The time is 08:15 hours. Detective Cox, Sergeant Reif, Detective Lovio, present with Mr. Christian Ziegler and his attorney, Derek Bird.
Floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I've known her. You guys haven't even really told me what the accusation is, I guess, but...
You didn't ask.
Yeah.
You never asked that.
Well...
No, he did.
He did. No, that's right.
And we, because we give you a statute, you ask for the statute number for the sexual battery and all that.
And this is Detective Cox's case. You want to tell her, and she wants... It's her and Detective Lovio. I'm just here to support. They're the investigators on this case. So,
oh, I got it.
Yep.
We are... Look, what is that? We're assuming that the victim is... That's her name.
Absolutely.
We'll we're assuming that she has stated that on or around October 2nd that Mr. Ziegler forced himself to have sex with her. Right? That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. So I've known her for probably 14 years, 15 years, somewhere around there. I mean, don't quote me on it, but so I've known her for a while. She's been a friend, and we had relations back when we first met, and then those started again about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago maybe. I'm sorry, I don't necessarily have the timeline, but and then it's just been periodic since. So that's kind of the relationship there. It's a very kind of friends benefits relationship. Never been an issue until now, I guess. I don't know how much do you want me to go into.
You think, so periodically you two would engage in text messaging or other forms of communication to hook up, really?
Periodically I'd check in with her, like, hey, what's going on? And sometimes there were just normal conversations, and other times it was like, hey, do you want to meet up today? So it was kind of like that wide net of communications. And then sometimes she'd be available, other times not. She's very unresponsive, to be honest. So sometimes I'd message her a couple times. And then sometimes I'd work out, and she would invite me over, and I'd go to her place. And so that's basically, it's just like any other relationship that would be like that. And there was literally never an issue. And we've always been very good friends since, or throughout. Not good friends, but, we're friends, and we communicate. And, and I know she's gone through some tough times and everything. And that's pretty much what else.
And you've been to her house on Bee Ridge? Just, I didn't even ask. Have you ever been to your house?
Oh, I think twice.
Okay. So she's been to your house. She went to her house on Bee Ridge. Then she let you know that she was moving over here in her Payne Park and over the place. And then on October 2nd, I'm sure they had the text. So you.
Do you mind if we ask a couple questions? So you've known her for 14 years. And over the last 3 to 4, you guys have been. I believe you said hooking up more. Is that correct?
It was kind of like at the beginning, and then I hadn't talked to her for a while, and then it picked back up at the end.
Okay. Would you categorize the two of you as having a continuous affair, or would you just say you'd hook up every now and then for sex? Because when you say hook up, are we talking about sex?
Correct.
Okay. How would you categorize it? A full-blown affair or just hook up for sex?
I don't understand the difference.
Well, a relationship, like an affair where you...
An affair, people travel together, they go to dinner together.
Almost like you're dating.
No, right. No, not like that. No.
How many times do you think the two of you have had consensual sex?
Maybe a dozen, I'm not sure.
A dozen in the course of 14 years?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And like Mr. Bird said, can you list for us the houses that she's lived in where you've been?
Well, I don't know the specific,
not the addresses, but the
location.
The general areas, yes.
Where?
Beneva. She lived off Beneva. Okay. I think it was Beneva. Bee Ridge.
Yeah.
And then right here at Payne Park.
Okay. And how many times have you been to the Payne Park house?
Once.
Just the first one was October 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so what happens on October 2nd?
Is it... You're asking me, or they're asking me?
I'm just helping move things along.
He's got a plane to catch.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, how did October 2nd come to be?
So I sent her a message that morning, and I'm like, hey, are you around today? And she said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we were communicating and trying to figure out like a time, 11:30, 1:30, I forget, 1 o'clock. I don't know what the specific details were. And then it was decided at about 1:30. And, you know, I went over there. And when I knocked on the door, she answered. And she said, oh, I just ordered a pizza. I'm about to go pick it up. And I said, oh, I don't need to come in. Like, if you're not available, like, I can leave if you want. She said, no, come in. And I said, well, but you're ordering pizza, right? Or whatever. Like, she ordered something, and then she was going to go pick it up, whatever it was. And so I said, no, I don't need to. Like, it's up to you. She said, no, come in. And I went in. And then at that point, we engaged in conversation. And then it kind of picked up from there.
And I know it's maybe embarrassing, but trust us, we've heard it all. You can't.
Yeah, that's fine.
You won't offend us. We need you to tell us what happened in that room. I'm sure Mr. Burt told you what happened. Could you please walk us through what happened?
Oh, through the details?
Yes.
So I walked in and we were standing in the kitchen. We just had small talk right there at like the entryway. And then she started to engage and yeah, I mean, I don't know.
How did she engage?
How did she, yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
She just kind of started undoing my pants.
What were you wearing?
Sorry?
What were you wearing?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Probably shorts. To be honest, I don't remember.
Okay.
And then right there in the kitchen, she engaged and...
What do you mean by engaged? We're not trying to embarrass you, but that's...
Did she start feeling you or start giving you oral?
Yeah, oral.
Okay.
Well, I think she might have tried to kind of kiss me a little bit first, and then she started giving me a whirl, and then we walked over to the bedroom and had intercourse there. Okay. Didn't last very long, and it was just, you know, that was it. And after it was over, you know, I left, and I we both left at the same time. Actually, we started talking before we left.
And what was the conversation about?
It was like about her moving into the new place. She's got a 3-bedroom. Like, it's kind of like really expensive. And she was talking about her struggles she's had at work, financial problems that I guess she's had. She, you know, she's always kind of mentioning that and complaining about that. That's always top of mind. And then I think we talked about like some appliance that she just got, some soda machine there. And I remember that conversation. But it was a very non-eventful conversation. And then at that point I was like, well, you got to get your pizza. And then I left. She left with me. We walked down the hallway, but then she went out like a side door, I think, and I went out the front door to my car.
Do you remember what she was wearing?
Sorry?
Do you remember what she was wearing?
I think she was wearing like shorts and a shirt, I think. I don't know. I don't know specifically, but I think that's what it was.
Was she upset at any point in time?
No, never. It's just like every other, you know, the other dozen times or whatever it was.
Well, that's my next question. So if you've had sex with her a dozen times, why was she upset about this one?
I have no idea. There was never any indication that she was upset about anything until about a week ago when I think I messaged her, and then we got on, and she said that she wasn't happy, and I said, well, with what? And then we got on the phone and talked about it. That's the first time that I ever heard that there was any concern or any issue. So for me, I mean, it was kind of blindsided me a little bit because it's been the same routine for a year, right? So I didn't understand what the issue was, but then she made some serious allegations, and that kind of, it was like sprung on me unannounced, and I didn't feel that was the case, but that was...
Was there any talk of Bridget coming to join you guys?
Yeah, there was talk of that.
With?
Yes.
So was under the impression that Bridget was going to join you guys?
Well, I parts of the day, but then at the end, you know, she explicitly asked me, like, are you coming along? And I said, yes, this time.
Okay. What do you mean, this time? You said this time? So there's been other, how many instances in the past where Bridget has been involved with this?
I think twice, maybe.
Okay. Twice. Was it recent, or was it
a long time ago?
Okay.
So it's not anything that was, you know, the last 10 times, it's just been me.
Okay.
Was she upset when you showed up without Bridget?
No.
She didn't say anything about that?
It was just, she's a very calm, you know, she's not, I don't know, it was just very, it was like routine.
How was she? What did she appear like? How was her mental state?
Actually normal. I mean, she's, I know she's had like alcohol problems in the past or whatever. I've never, like, I mean, I guess I've seen it a couple times because we went out before, like, you know, a while ago, 14 years ago, but.
You said
you know, I know she got a DUI a year ago or 2 years, or maybe 3 years ago now, I don't even know, 2 years, 3 years ago. So I know she's had some issues, but she was normal as could be that day. I mean, honestly, like, I didn't even think anything of it.
I know what you're going to ask. Go ahead.
You said she kissed you, like, when it first started. Did you smell alcohol on her? No.
No, and I actually specifically asked her.
What did you ask?
Because I'm a very, I don't need to get myself in trouble, right? So I'm always, like, a little bit. So, I mean, I specifically asked her, like, hey, you're not on, like, pills or drinking or, like, how's everything going? Like, that was part of the conversation because she has had a history in the past. I don't know if I said pills, maybe just drinking or whatever, because I know in the past she's been, you know, had issues or whatever. But now it's middle, and she's even said to me, like, oh, that's crazy, it's noon, or whatever time it was, 1 o'clock, 1:30, middle of the day. I don't remember exactly how she phrased it, but she thought it was crazy. I even asked, so I said, oh, okay, whatever. And no evidence, no engagement with anything like that.
But.
I don't remember.
Okay. To your wife? Is she more into your wife than she is to you?
She said that a couple times, but I mean, I've gone over there solo and she's invited me solo and welcomed me solo, so I don't know.
Okay.
I know, like, most of our communications are on Instagram, which are vanish mode.
Why? I mean, why? Why would they be on vanish mode?
Just because I'm talking about sensitive stuff with her, so just...
But your wife knew about all this stuff. I mean, she kind of knew about your...
She knew about the relationship.
Okay. So I'm just curious why you would put it on vanish mode. If she's...
Oh, I don't know. I just don't... I don't know. I just...
I mean, most people that are, I mean, not trying to put words in your mouth, most people that use vanish mode, they're trying to use something in secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
Understood. Right. No, but that's not, I mean, I don't know. I just don't. Why not use it, I guess is the question.
Yeah. No. Or the, please. I mean, yeah. Please talk.
Is there anything that I can, like, I've never accused anyone of anything, but I mean, I'm allowed to do that.
Right? You can speculate. Yeah. The question is,
you know,
I can speculate.
The detectives always want
to
know.
We
want
to get to the truth.
Yeah. So I think that, I mean, to be honest, it's she got the DUI. She fell in some hole at her condo that knocked her out of work for a while. And then the DUI, that cost her a fortune, I guess. I don't know. But she struggles a lot financially. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, she's a friend. I mean, I've known her longer than probably most people in town. I think she's right up there, top five people. So I know she's got her issues, but I've always, like, she's my friend. And I'm serious about friendships, and I try to, like, help. I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but that's just the reality. But I have heard over the years just her struggling financially. So I don't know if that's a motive. You know, when she called me, or I don't know if I called her or she called me, but there was a conversation. And, I mean, she said that she wasn't able to work for the last 30 days. When I was at her house, she was telling me how she has been struggling financially. Her place there is so expensive. You know, she's got a 3-bedroom. It's ridiculous how expensive it is. And so I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest. I was a little bit shocked about a week ago.
Has she asked you for any money?
No.
She exploited you in any way?
No, never in the past. But she just confided in me how much she's been struggling financially.
Have you ever given her money?
No, never given her money. Well, hold on. For a haircut. I mean, she cut my hair and I gave her like $60 or $80. You know, she's cut my hair a couple times in the past. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, no, not like any sort of payment or anything.
Never a payment for sex?
No, never, ever. Okay. You're literally just for haircuts. And it was...
So normally you should charge what for a haircut?
$60, $80, $100, something like, I mean, I would tip her on top of it, right? And she would do it for me as a favor, because it was like I'd just go to her house and she would cut my hair, which was a little bit unique, but like sometimes I'm scrambling, whatever. So I appreciated that. But outside of that, no, I mean, there's no payments for anything like that. I mean,
do you know where she went after she left? You two left together.
Yeah, we did.
Where did she go? Do you know?
She went across the street to grab her food from whatever pizza place is over there.
Okay.
So
did you see her go over there?
Yeah, I saw her go over there. Walking normal. She was fine. I mean, we were talking in the hallway as we were walking. That's how her voice always is.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I've only met her one time, so.
Yeah, that's her. She's always like, I don't know if it's her tongue or lips, or she's always like that.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with.
So earlier you said that you're very careful and you asked her if she had been drinking or doing pills. Mm-hmm. Do you do that every time you get with her, or is that just this particular day you felt like?
I mean, it always comes up in conversation, because that's always like the top thing that she's always facing, right? It's always an issue.
And your reason for asking that is what?
It's always something that she's like confides in me on or talks to me about.
Were you asking that question for your safety or her, just to, because you care about her?
Both, maybe. I mean, I don't want to put myself in a negative situation. I mean, look, I'm not trying to take advantage.
Well, Christian, you know as well as I do, if you got to ask that question to somebody, maybe you shouldn't be in that situation.
They,
you know
what
I mean? Maybe you shouldn't be in that situation. You know what I mean? If you've got to ask somebody beforehand if they've been drinking or they have...
Oh, but there wasn't, you know? That wasn't based on anything that I observed or mm-hmm. experienced, right? Mm-hmm. Even in the past, it's nothing that I've personally experienced. I just know she has a history. And, but I mean, that day it was like middle of the day, totally normal. There's not... Right, but I just asked because I just wanted to double check, just because I know she has a history of it.
So it was a Monday and it was her day off.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Is that when you typically, did you normally meet during the day?
It's sporadic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sporadic.
The only thing that's concerning about this, and I think you guys are probably the same way, is we can't determine the date. We can't determine when this happened, because you've had many sexual encounters with her. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you can't?
Well, you said you've had a dozen sexual encounters with her.
Yeah, about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How can we confirm that this is exactly the same date that you had that?
Don't do anything that's going to mess the date up and see if you can pull that up.
Yeah, and that's why I said to you earlier, because you said you deleted it, then you put it back, and that actually, it changes the way that the data is stored,
mm-hmm.
and then so the creation date changes.
So
the authenticity there would have to be...
So, Charlie, if he were to consent for you to have his phone,
mm-hmm.
could we have an understanding that what you would be looking for is that date stamp and try to narrow it? I think what he's concerned about, and what I would be what he's concerned about, a full download of his phone may have photographs of his wife or
sure.
photographs of him,
sure.
some other things that could be a little bit mm-hmm. potentially embarrassing,
right.
or conversations between, you know, who knows. But if it were narrowly tailored to just, we need to figure out that date stamp
mm-hmm.
that is going to be beneficial for him if he can't pull.
I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know if you guys have
some. We have the ability to delocate those.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, you'll see that, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't, this has the upload date. Obviously, you want to look at the created date.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's
the upload date when she called me.
Like Mr. Bird said, probably better not to manipulate it anymore. Every time you touch it, it's going to be documented on a digital print. Sure. And then you're going to have to explain why you did that. So
I mean, you don't need the phone for the... whatever you want, but it's in the cloud in a folder.
Right. So a couple of different things. And we're not trying to pull a flim flam on you, okay? We do want the phone, okay? And you know we're going to...
How long does that work happen?
We can get it because Brian's there today.
Yeah.
So...
download it today.
I've known Maria for... Mm-hmm. 45 years, maybe longer, mm-hmm. and I trust these guys, and I've been with you guys.
No, I'll cooperate with
but
you.
He'll cooperate.
I'm just
trying to be like, I narrowly tailor it, like, so we're not like putting into some file or something.
No, and
personal data or pictures or anything like that. That's all.
And this isn't something that gets released. I mean, if somebody comes to us and they go, "Hey, we want we don't release any of this stuff. We can't."
So what are you downloading?
So basically what we have to do, Maria, is she's been to Cellbrite school. Your cell phone gets downloaded, okay? But we're going to look at what you told us. The one where she said... Yeah.
So this is like, I don't know if you guys understand tech as well, and maybe I'm just...
You're a tech kind of guy.
I'll explain it very ignorant, mm-hmm. in a very ignorant way, and apologize if you guys are a little bit advanced.
Layman's
better. On Instagram, you have regular messages, and mm-hmm. you have disappearing messages. Disappearing mm-hmm. messages are like Snapchat, and mm-hmm. Where they boom. End-to-end encryption, supposedly, who knows, but I can't access that. You're not going to access that when you download it.
We sent preservation letters to Instagram.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes you can reach out directly to them.
We've done all that.
I think his point is on her phone, maybe that message is not there because it disappeared, but it really does exist.
That's why you wouldn't have seen it.
Well, and it will show a digital fingerprint that a message occurred on that date. We just may not be able to see the content, but by sending the preservation letters, which we've already done, we'll be able to piece those together and say, okay, this one goes with that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What was the complaint originally filed?
When?
Yeah.
What was this?
The 4th.
Yeah.
4th of what?
October.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We had a little lull in the investigation. Not a lull, but it took us a while to get some video from...
From where?
The apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To at least prove... They have to prove you were even there. Because as far as they know, you're going to say, a defendant's going to say, I never even went there that day. So they get video.
Officer. And I mean, I have nothing to hide. I mean, it's...
Oh, we know you were there. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why,
And you already...
I could have a twin, but yeah.
So to answer, our digital guy, we actually have him on standby. We could mm-hmm. get that phone back to you today.
Well, I need to. I'm supposed to be out of town, but yeah.
When are you leaving?
I mean, I was supposed to leave this morning, but... Oh.
You're not going to Pittsburgh with...
Notice how warm I'm dressed. Before you guys came in, I looked up, I'm like, oh, temperature in Pittsburgh, it feels like 21. Okay, great.
So look, I'll cooperate however I need to cooperate, right? I mean, I don't know how you want to do this.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to take your phone with them.
When can it wait till Monday or no?
No.
No,
no, they're going to take it today, and they're going to have it back to you by the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's a deal?
Yeah. Who can, so we can't get a hold of you. How would, can we call Bridget?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do you have Bridget's number?
I do.
I'd rather it not be.
I have Bridget's number.
Yeah.
What is your code for the phone? Your, like your passcode?
Your password.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, I do like Face ID, right? Hold on.
And because I will be out of town, that would be, yeah. The other alternative.
Can I give it to you after we do the recording? Is that fine?
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to have that on recording.
I use the same code for a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Since I'll be out of town, yeah, I guess that would work. Just call Bridget and then arrange for you to pick it up at the front desk of the police department.
Yeah, you know, we'll get it back to you.
We just can return that on.
Well, it all depends. I mean, I don't. What kind of phone do you have? It's an iPhone. But how? I mean,
how many gigabytes?
Yeah,
gigabytes. Well, have tons of stuff downloaded.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, that's what it takes time. Is if like if you have a if you have a, we have phones that are terabytes.
We have phones that have been downloaded in 2 hours. We've had them take 6-8 hours.
Do you want me to go over there with the guy to explain? Because it's not.
This is the guy. That's no, all he does. He doesn't need.
He's
yeah,
he's very.
But
expert.
It's not on my phone.
What's that?
It's not. Oh, sure.
I know. Yeah.
It's in your cloud.
But one thing I just want to put on the record, Mr. Bird, so we just let you know, like I said, we have a search warrant. If you weren't going to suggest that, we had a search warrant. And you probably knew about that. You probably, you've been around for a long time.
I told him. I'm like.
So, but I just don't want later on, and I know you wouldn't do this, but I don't want later on for you to come back and go, wait, you took his phone, but he couldn't withdraw consent because he wasn't with you.
That's fine.
Okay.
We, I just put that on record. We consent, and I had a feeling that you would be bringing a search warrant. I told him that this morning.
Yep.
And so we're prepared for that.
Okay.
And so you can either do it by via consent or via the fact you've had a signed search warrant. Either way, the phone.
Yeah, we'll just give the search warrant. That way it covers all bases.
Sure.
And we're not, you know, we don't put you in a bad spot. And we don't put you in a bad spot.
Totally understand.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand because of the severity, Ali, we'd treat these cases the same. There would always be a search warrant, like you said.
Yeah, no, I respect you guys.
Yeah, so just to explain it, we had a complaint. You know, we're obligated to investigate that complaint, regardless of who the person is.
Great.
You know, we're still going to do our due diligence.
You got to do your due diligence.
Absolutely. Okay.
What's the, so let me ask you.
We'll waive the reading. Yeah. That.
You want to waive the reading?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Bird's waiving the reading.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you got physically reading?
We do.
Well, yes. Normally, but we'll now we don't.
Very, very long.
Look, I'll cooperate with whatever. I genuinely feel. And I'll just tell you right now. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but that this is something that's been ongoing. It was consensual. Mm-hmm. There was no, you know, I was invited in.
Mm-hmm.
When I went in, she engaged. There was no sign of any sort of, what would the word be?
She did not appear like she was not a willing participant like this.
Yeah,
she
it was like
passing
any
out
other time,
off,
right? And I didn't think anything of it until the end of the month when I sent her a message. She's like, hey, what happened wasn't right. And I was like, whoa, like, what are you talking about? So for me, it was kind of routine. I hate to say it. And it's an unfortunate situation. I get it. And you guys have to do your job. I get it. And whatever I can, whatever information I can give you guys to kind of help,
okay.
I'm fully willing to cooperate.
And we appreciate that. Absolutely appreciate
and
that.
So I'm not, you know, like yesterday when I pulled the attorney in, I just had never gone through this. So I'm just trying to navigate it. So hopefully you guys understand I'm not trying to waste your time. But there was nothing non-routine about this. Actually it was, I mean, yeah. So it was, you know, so I it was a little bit of a shock, when I found out that she was upset and, you know, it created a little bit of panic on my end because I just never suspected that. And it was totally caught me off guard, to be honest. And the only reason why, when you guys were over yesterday, I said, I think I know this is what this is about. It's because, to be very clear on that, and I'm offering you guys up, Edward, I don't know if you, should I keep going?
Yeah, no, they probably know. She called, they had a phone conversation a week ago or 5 days ago.
And she told me, I mean, she's like, you know, sexual, so she like accused me of saying, I was like, whoa, that's not what happened. That wasn't the intention. That's not what occurred. Those are very serious words that they're out there. So it's been.
After you had that conversation, did you tell your wife about this? Did you inform her?
Not about that conversation, no.
Okay.
Because I just kind of been sitting on it, thinking about it. But it blindsided me. And then I just thought, oh, maybe she's because I think I even asked her on the phone, like, are you like drinking now or what? Mm-hmm. And because I didn't know. I mean, sometimes I've talked to her in the past on the phone and she has kind of goes off on tangents or whatever. So,
right.
But so that's, you know, it was routine up until that moment. And then now, and then after that, I was like, yeah, maybe she was just kind of having an issue and then she'll resolve it. And then you guys showed up at my house. So that's why I was like, oh, I think I know what this is about.
Okay.
Yesterday. So that explains that, because I know you guys brought that up a couple of times. Like, how did you know what this is about? So it wasn't like I'm talking about the specific incident. I'm talking about,
yeah,
you know, referencing like the call a week before. So.
Okay.
What kind of phone is that?
It's the new iPhone.
The new.
So that's the other problem.
What number is it? The
15? So I changed phones since October 2nd.
Yeah, but your stuff should still carry over.
It should still carry over.
Yeah.
But I'm just, if they run into a hurdle, that's an explanation, because I upgraded.
If you see something in your old phone that
it's gone.
You think is relative, just
send it back.
To bird
you,
and,
old phone was erased and sent back. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm like on the trade program. Yeah. The phone
what
comes out on my doorstep.
iPhone, what's the
15?
15?
15.
Whatever
okay.
the new one is.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's, you know, whatever the, when the new phone comes out, I get the new phone, so it's on my doorstep, so I erase the other one.
Okay.
And then I...
Yeah.
But this one still has, yeah, it's all backed up.
Okay.
You need to sign that.
I know, that's why I filled it out for you.
But if there's any way that I can cooperate.
No, we appreciate that.
You have just have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they know. I told today, 95% of my clients, I tell them, look, I don't think you're going to do yourself any favors. I don't think you should give a statement. We're just going to let them know you respectfully decline. And when he told me everything, and I saw that. I said, you're in the 5%. You should cooperate with them, meet with them, and show them what you got, because I, not that my opinion really matters.
So it wasn't.
How long do you think you were there?
40 minutes, maybe. 45 minutes, something like that.
36.
Okay, I'm close, yeah, right? Yeah. Hopefully that's not like an impeachment
or whatever. No, it's not.
Actually, in practice, you said 40 and it was 36.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because,
I mean, a lot, like we told you yesterday, a lot of the questions we have, we already know the answers to. We're just seeing how honest you're going to be. And Mr.
I was
Bird.
A crim major.
Yeah, so.
So I get it. I mean, I went there a little bit, but, we had a conversation, then I waited for her because she was like, I think maybe she even asked me to wait for her. When we were leaving, and then she
gave her a ride for
keys.
Foot hurt.
Yeah, well, she's walking fine, but it's okay. Literally across the street.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm gonna walk over, and it's right, it's mm-hmm. like directly. I'm like, all right. And then when we were walking, she's like, all right, I'm gonna go out this door. I'm like, okay. And then I went out the front door.
Okay.
And I mean, you guys see all that probably, but mm-hmm. so it's, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, this is there's I always try to find the good and stuff, and the good is, I mean, it makes me reflect on, you know. what's really important in life, basically.
Your importance is those three little girls you have. You know? Not trying to get you emotional, but that's the important part of your life.
Yep.
And I know that you're a big, you know, big advocate of your daughter that plays softball and, you know, don't miss too many of those. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to get you emotional, but that's what you got to focus on.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is the focus. So it's always the focus, but even more so now. But so for me, it's
this is off the record, end of recording, 0851 hours.
There you go, we're off the record.
Yeah.